Today's scripture can be found in 1 Corinthians 15, 53 through 55. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that it is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the gift of eternal life, that I too might say, where, O death, is your victory? Father, you are so wonderful, and you have snatched me from the grave. I praise you. Refresh me now so that I will do your will. Revive me so that I can tell others of the wondrous gift of salvation. Amen.
Today, reread the verse and think about it. Paul is trying to explain the resurrection body. What do you think your new resurrection body will be like? The Bible tells us you'll never be sick, tired, or sad. But more than that, as my favorite saying goes, I'm immortal until God's done with me. Think about it, my friend. If you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are immortal until He's done with you. And there's nothing the old slewfoot can do about it.
Today's actions. On your knees today, praise the Father for the new body that you will receive. Today's treasure, Isaiah 26:19. Your dead shall live together with my dead body, they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
My friends, think about it. We in the church today have forgotten what it's like, what God meant it to be. We've forgotten the power that is in Jesus' name. In this ministry, we've seen people healed, cancers healed in the power of Jesus' name. We need to get back to the basics. We need to clothe ourselves with the imperishable. We need to clothe ourselves with immortality. We need to get back to the basics and believe what God tells us. Study that verse today. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?